This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the head of Chicago Public Schools announced this morning that classes will be remote only this fall. They dropped plans to start with a mix of in-person and remote classes. This raises a long list of questions. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp is here to tell us which ones we have answers to and which ones we don't. First, Sarah, this is a change from what the school district had been planning. So what drove this decision?
So there were really three things. One of them was that confirmed cases of COVID-19 were rising. The current 7-day rolling average is 277. That's up from about 200 last month. Also, parents were telling Chicago Public Schools that they won't send their children back to school, even if in-person learning was offered. The third thing is that the Chicago Teachers Union was dead set against having any in-person learning right now, and they threatened to take a strike vote as early as next week if that was still being planned. So there was a lot of incentive for the school district to announce that they were going to go to remote learning now.
This will be the second time around for remote learning in Chicago. How did it go back in the spring after schools first shut down?
Well, not so great. It took more than a month for the school district to get anything formal up and running. And even then, a lot of students, like a quarter of students, weren't logging on even once in a week. And 16% weren't doing any graded work. That's data from a week in May, but it seems like that was one of the better weeks of online learning. And that means that thousands of students weren't engaging on a regular basis.
Wow. So how is CPS planning to make remote learning better for the fall?
For one, they say they'll make sure that all students get a device and have internet connection. That was a big problem in the spring, that students just didn't have computers or they couldn't get online or were doing all their work on a phone. The city has announced a program where 100,000 families can get free internet access. And today, Janice Jackson, who's the head of Chicago Public Schools, said that principals next week will start making sure that families know about this program and get themselves connected.
So the city and the school district are saying students by the first week of school should be able to log on. What are they saying about what the school day is actually going to look like?
Well, this is also pretty different from in the spring when it was kind of all over the place. Now teachers will be required to do some live instruction every day. Also, attendance will be taken and grading will go back to normal. And you might remember in the spring, they had sort of a funny grading system in which you could only improve your grade, but you couldn't really go down. And CPS is hoping that by putting these accountability measures in place, there'll be fewer students basically skipping virtual classes as they were doing last spring.
So what's the reaction been to this all remote learning plan so far?
Definitely, we're hearing some relief from teachers and parents who thought that it was just dangerous to go back. Though there have been some parents who are starting to express real concern about what they're going to do with their children during the time that they otherwise would have been in school. Lori Lightfoot has said that the city is working on a plan for those parents.
So, Sarah, quickly, what are the questions we still don't have answers to?
I think some of the big ones are, what will happen with preschoolers who are supposed to be in school all day, 5 days a week? And also, there's some questions about whether there's some flexibility to this plan, whether there could be classes outside, whether there could be any time that students could get to see their teachers.
That was WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.